I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hi, I'm Margaret, and there have been two major developments in my life lately. I broke up with Jono, or Jono broke up with me, depending on who you talk to. I broke up with Jono, and now I'm moving to the Australian settlement on Mars. It should be fine, right? Gather round, children, for the annual Christmas tale. Now sit down, okay. You can open your presents shortly. Once upon a time, Australia colonised the planet of Mars, and one of her first residents was a whiskey-drinking, foul-mouthed dog called Brenda. You know about whiskey, don't you, children?
My papa drinks it all day long.
Yes. My mother puts it in my milk and makes me sleep for hours on end.
Oh, yes, I do. Ah, now, this beautiful dog, Brenda, she fell in love with a waiter from the only restaurant on Mars. Mars Restaurant. This waiter was no ordinary waiter. He'd been blessed with the Holy Spirit. He had been possessed by an angel who whispered to him at night, "One day you will fuck the goodest doggo." And he, being a God-fearing waiter, listened to the whispers of the angels. After many nights of passion, Brenda, the goodest dog, awoke and told her waiter of the good news.
Oh, you bitch.
Yeah, you heard me. Oh, you sexy waiter boy.
You are a prize bitch.
Yeah, I am a prize bitch.
You are a prize bitch. I will take you to the dog show. Yeah. You will get best in show.
Yeah, wag your little tail.
The dog will wag my tail.
Yeah, oh, you want me to wag your own bloody tail? Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Where?
I haven't had me doggy rag. I've been waiting for me doggy rag. Haven't had me doggy rag. And the only thing I can think is, why couldn't I possibly had my dog? I was like, is it menopause? Probably not. I'm only two. And then I was like, oh, maybe I haven't had it because I'm a little bit overweight. And sometimes that makes you a little bit irregular, okay? Like most people, like, you're going to have your period every 4 weeks. Sometimes you get it every 4 to 6 weeks because you carry a little extra weight. But then I was like, that can't possibly be it. And then I thought, well, I did fuck you.
Where?
Yeah.
And I did not pull out. Sorry, that is my alarm to pull out.
And I said to you, waiter, baby, are you going to pull out? And you
said, no, the angels have told me not to pull out. The angels have told me to dump inside you.
And I said to you, that's some cooked shit, but go ahead, because you're a human being and I'm a dog.
So there is
no way that we could create a puppy or a little tiny human-based puppy. Because it's not possible. But then I've thought about it, and it's just like, well, that's the only logical possible reason as to why I haven't had me doggy rag.
I thought that this was not possible.
Huh? Oh, it's super possible.
But it is because sweet baby Jesus, he has a...
Jesus.
He has a... he has listened to me, and I have seen and listened to him. And he said, you will meet a good dog on. I will find it. The sweet little, what are you, a Norfolk Terrier?
Well, I wish I could tell you, but to be completely honest, you know, I was an adopted dog. So I just kind of wandered in and the mayor went, oh, you're a bit cute.
Ah.
And I said, oh, help me. If you don't adopt me, I'm going to be put, you know, I'm going to be killed. See. Like a lot of dogs are. And he was like, all right, so we don't actually know what I am.
You are a mongrel bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're a mongrel bitch.
I'm a mixed breed.
Yeah, you
mixed. Yeah, I want you to mix with my breed, if you know what I mean.
Maybe we have. I don't know. This is wonderful news.
No, I'm pretty happy about it. I'm stoked.
I will shout from the rift.
No.
What?
There will be none of that.
Why?
Calm down.
But our love, it cannot be contained. We are going to have a litter of little bitches.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's lovely, but you can't shout it from the rooftop just yet.
I'm going to.
And let me explain to you why. Have you met my boss? My boss is a fucking madman. He's outrageously jealous. He's a big piece of shit. He's an absolute fucking psychopath. Good, but he's a good owner and I do what he says, you know what I mean?
Well,
but like, if you shout it from the rooftops and he finds out that I'm going to have a little bitch, little puppy bitch.
You'll probably have too many, a litter.
Well, that's a very good point, but we haven't gotten to that part yet. I was going to bring that up, but like maybe
you don't need
could
to
just
bring
be
it
one.
Up. I know how you work. I know every little bit.
You're
of
being
your
very sexy.
Bitch.
You're being so your fucking body. Sexy. I can't contain myself.
You're mongrel
I'm
bitch
trying
body,
to
I know, in and
baby,
out.
Baby, I'm trying to explain something so the story can continue. Please let me finish.
I cannot. I Please. Am so passionate about mongrel bitches.
I have been
bitches.
Asked specifically to make this plot point. Please.
Yes.
Please.
Wait.
So,
see.
If you tell the mayor that I'm going to have a puppy, he's going to be outrageously jealous and think what? That puppy is going to take over Mars see. And run Mars.
Yes.
And he don't want that. So we have to keep this between ourselves.
But how can we? Soon you will grow to be a fat bitch.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a pregnant fat bitch before, but it's often kind of hard to tell.
Really?
Little bit.
You do not show.
No, well, I'll just eat a lot and pretend I'm just getting fat.
Ah, you clever bitch.
Yeah, I'm such a clever little fat bitch.
You clever little fat mongrel bitch.
Come and give me big fat mongrel kisses.
Oh, I will kiss you, but we will do it in secret.
Your secret kisses.
I will see you tonight.
Yeah.
I will see you. I will creep inside your little dog window.
Okay.
And I will visit a little Christmas cheer upon you.
Oh, I love it when you give me Christmas cheer.
Yeah, a little Christmas elf will visit you in the night. Oh.
That's really nice.
And by visit you, I mean creep up inside you and say hello to my babies with my penis.
I always wondered if that was actually possible. I don't think it is, though. I've looked into it.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Let us find out together.
Mother, what's a bitch?
Well, darling, it's a dog.
Mother, am I a little bitch?
Mother, can I be a little bitch? Please let me be a little bitch, Mother. Well, when I grow up, I want to be a big, dumb, slutty bitch.
Well, listen, Melanie, you can be all manner of things. However, perhaps not a bitch.
But that's not fair, Mother. I want to be a little stupid whore, slut, scruffy, mongrel bitch.
Well, I suppose that was said in love in the story. However, sometimes when a waiter and a dog are very much in love, they will say things that sound like they're loving but actually can be quite cruel.
Well, I hope that one day a waiter calls me a dumb slutty bitch.
Well, we all have dreams, Melanie, but let's get back to the story, shall we? Now,
I want to be a waiter
time.
And I want to have sex with a dog.
Well, Christopher, we all have big dreams and that is something we can talk about when you're older. But for now, let's just get back to the story. Now, that evil mayor was plotting his own little plan.
And they call it puppy love. But I guess she'll never know. For she's forbidden to have sexy time. She will die on her own. And I'll have been dead for at least 3 years. And she will die alone, never having given birth to any baby.
Mayor, what are you singing?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know anyone else was here. Just singing to myself.
Okay.
About my dog.
Right.
Oh, I love that bitch.
Uh-huh.
She and I are like two peas in a pod. We are like chalk and cheese. We are like minstrels and politically correct audience members.
Well, that seems that, I mean, sure, okay. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about, Brenda, actually.
I'm all ears. Oh, talk to me about that dog. What's she done now?
No, nothing.
She's been pissing on your front lawn?
No. I mean, yes. Yes. And it's more dust.
Sorry
than
about that. No. Lawn. We'll get to that. We'll get some grass up here.
Yeah. Listen, Brenda and the waiter.
Oh, what has she done? She chased them. I told her he wants tips.
No,
that waiter wants tips, and you just got to give him what he wants sometimes.
Listen,
everybody's got to make a living.
Mayor, I think they're in love.
Ah, they love to be mutual acquaintances.
No, I think they're in love. They're lovers.
Love of being celibate. They're loving being marriage celebrants.
No, okay.
Is that what you mean?
Mayor, I think Brenda's pregnant. Ha ha ha. So funny. Yep. Should I get a card or something?
Here's what we're going to do. You're going to bring Brenda to me. You're going to bring that waiter to me, then I'm going to rub her nose right where it happened.
Okay.
And say, no, bad, that's not for you. That's not for you. And then I'll keep rubbing it, and I'll keep rubbing her nose in it. Oh my God. And she's loving it. And he's loving it too. My beautiful puppy. No. How could you do this to me? Oh my God, I'm gonna kill you!
Matt, no.
I'm gonna kill you!
No.
And everything that's smaller than a microwave will die!
No.
Everything on Mars! I am an upset mare!
Were you gonna say you're a king?
No.
Because this is not. You're not King Herod, you're
I
actually the mayor.
I don't care about King Herod, never heard of him. I decree here on Mars that every puppy / waiter offspring, yeah, shall die.
Stop humming, it's weird. But I'm not going to kill puppies.
You, Margaret, are going to go kill all them dirty little weirdos.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yes, please. All of them must die.
I'm not doing it. Ask Jerry Seinfeld. I'm not doing it.
Jerry, get in here, mate.
Hey, it's me, Jerry.
Got a bit of a job for you.
Oh, I love jobs.
Remember Brenda?
Yes.
Hate her now.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what she's done?
Has she fucked a waiter?
Oh, yes.
I knew it.
Well, you know what you're going to do?
I'm going to kill her.
Oh, yeah, more specifically, her offspring.
I love younger puppies.
You?
I once dated a girl that 17. She was in high school.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother,
mm-hmm.
Why is it that no one has mentioned that Jerry Seinfeld dated a 17-year-old for quite a long time?
Well, I'm unsure, but that's all in the past now.
Mother,
yes?
Was it because she was only 17 for 12 months, and then we got over it?
Well, I mean, in a way, we're all only 17 for 12 months, Daniel.
Mother, it just seems strange that we talk about all these other people and their massive fuck-ups, but we don't seem to ever talk about Jerry Seinfeld's fuck-ups, Mother.
Yes, well...
He dated a child.
Yes, that is
a child.
Usual, okay. Well, back to the dog who fucked the waiter.
Yes,
okay.
I like that story. That's
yes,
good.
Let's get back in the Christmas spirit. Now, little did the evil mare know, Brenda and her waiter had already escaped under the cover of night. After he had crawled inside her and met their puppies, they kissed goodnight and put on their night clothes, where they escaped a few blocks away, outside the town that we have just decided to call Jerusalem. Now they were on the outskirts of the Mars colony. They approached a Best Western Motor Inn, where they met a charming young innkeeper called Dr. Carl.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, if I do recall, it's part of the inner ear, and it's called the hammer and sickle. Maybe things go hammer and sickle, you're thinking like that. But it's actually the vibrations, isn't it? It's the vibrations here, and they send signals to the brain, and then the brain is... It's very fascinating, isn't it?
Hello!
A little dog. It's funny because little dogs, they were wolves, little dogs, if I remember correctly, isn't it?
This is all very, very interesting, but I'm very fucking pregnant. I'm so pregnant. You see this beautiful man here in the apron with the little pad and the pen?
Hello?
This waiter, this here, this is the father of my child. He might be the father of my child, but he my daddy. And we need a room.
And you, sir, if you do not give us a room straight away, I will be very, very snarky towards you.
You don't want to see him get snarky.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just Google if we have any rooms available. Unfortunately, we are all full.
That's fine. I can give birth anywhere. You want me to give birth right here? I'll give birth right here.
That's because we do have a Best Western manger. No, it's funny to notice that mangers, they sort of, well, now people just call them barns nowadays. And it's something interesting about the etymology.
By manger, do you mean that sink behind you? Because I could totally squirt a pup out in that.
Yeah, let's just go in that sink.
All right.
Okay. There we go. Just underneath here, that's the sink. That's a corner over there. That's a corner over there. Checkout's at 9.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no worries. If you have any questions, just give me a call and I'll be able to answer any of your questions.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Well, funny thing about pain, though, is receptors, and they go up to your brain and their brains fire off, and there's lots of little dances that the nervous system...
Baby, if you don't get this guy away from me, I swear to God, I will throw the puppy at him.
Thank you, Dr. Carl. We will be right with our little room. You have been most helpful.
Meanwhile, children, potato farmers watch their flock of potatoes by night. An angel in the form of a poodle brought forth the good news that a child born tonight would be the saviour of humanity.
I'm just going to go over that way over there and just take a bit of a shit because that's my job.
Make sure it's on potatoes this time. I don't want you to waste any of that black gold. Mother Mary, what the fuck is that shit?
Bernadette be praised.
Hi. You guys, hi, I'm an angel. So random. So I just wanted to come and tell you guys, hey, there's a baby that's going to be born. It is half puppy, it is half waiter, it is going to save your lives, and you guys need to go and just, like, find it and, like, praise the new king. Do you know what I mean? Like, ignore the mail, like, ignore, like, everything else. Like, you need to go and, like, go. It's in a sink, yeah? So you need to go to the sink and you need to be like, yes, queen! Like, get there and say yes. Do you know what I mean?
But why? Why? What is this weird dog / waiter?
It's like a savior. It's kind of like a savior. It's kind of like, you're going to go to heaven because you're going to die for your sins, okay?
What's it going to save us from?
Like asteroids and stuff. I don't really know what you guys have. I have a lot of people to visit today, so I'm not really clear on the details, but anything bad or like going to hell or like blah, 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 like that won't happen.
How many people are you visiting? Are you like Santa Claus or something?
Yes! It's me, Santa Claus. Thank you for knowing.
So what you're expecting us to do is just bloody leave the potatoes. Shit, not on the potatoes for a while so we can go check out some sort of weird little sink baby bitch waiter boy.
Yeah.
Let me get you, let me clear something up. This is
Thank
farming.
Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Make this clear for
I'm
me.
I'm clearing it up. We're farmers, all right? Uh-huh. Okay, we farm every day potatoes. If That's we right. skip one day, you know, what's that say? What's that say about us? You know what I mean?
We have a reputation to uphold, so I've got to keep shitting on potatoes for a while to uphold my prestigious reputation.
Okay.
I feed her a lot of starch. And
it's like glue, my shit.
But I've supplemented with a lot of fibre.
And yesterday, a woman came from the sky and told us to leave the potato fields, and we didn't listen to her.
No, that's right. We had another angel.
There was another woman who...
You think you're the first woman to fall from the sky and tell us to go check out some waiter puppy bitch?
That a woman was giving
Why
birth
should I listen
to
you?
Sheep. Okay.
I didn't want to see that.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to... I was actually looking for, like, three... smart guys. I thought it was you guys. I got it wrong. I'm gonna go.
No, we're smart.
You've definitely got the right people.
No, we're very smart.
We're
very smart people, aren't
we? Smart guys. Father.
I'm pretty smart.
Okay, well then I guess I'll meet you there.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Cute.
I shat myself.
Just one more push.
This hits really bad.
You're doing so well, mon ami. Please, keep going. You are so brave.
Oh, thank you. That's really hard of you to say.
Oh my god! Yes.
I think it's out. Is it okay?
Oh my goodness. It is beautiful.
It sounds really pretty.
It is happy and it as your eyes.
Is it okay?
That is good. It just
No, wait. Shut up for a sec. It sounds like it can't breathe. Can I see it?
Here we go. Look at it.
Yeah, it can't breathe. Something's wrong with it.
No, it's fine. It is.
No, baby, something's wrong with our baby. Baby?
No, it is smiling. It is giving me the two thumbs up. That is just how it is. It's just a bunch of overbreathing on both of our ends. Okay, we're here. Oh, fucking shit. What the?
That looks worse than when I shit my pants at night.
Father, look. It's crowning.
It's already given birth.
Yeah,
it's out.
What am I looking at?
That's just that dog's vagina.
Holy moly.
Can you get your face out of that dog's vagina and have a look at this waiter baby puppy?
Can you stop eating for one moment?
I'm all mixed up. I fucking it's long away from the
placenta is iron rich, but it's not for you.
That's one of the most fucked up little things I've ever seen. Why did that valley angel tell us to come and look at this shit?
Do you think she was all kicked up on cocaine?
I got that feeling. She seemed like someone who enjoyed a club.
Yeah, we should stop taking advice.
I bet she goes to music festivals for New Year's for sure, that bitch. Anyway.
Well, here's some myrrh, and by myrrh I mean potato. And here's some frankincense, and by frankincense I mean potato. And here's some black gold, and by black gold I mean druid's shite.
And here is some holy water. And by holy water I mean my sister's piss.
I aim to please. That's why I was put here.
Anyway, I guess that's it.
I have to leave before I kill myself from looking at this thing.
Yeah, I think I have PTSD now, so I'm looking forward to waking up screaming in a pool of my own sweat.
Thanks a lot, your dog and your waiter, you fucking bitches. Now I'm going to have to deal with my dad and his PTSD.
You do have fun. I'm not going back.
What?
I've fallen in love.
With what?
It's wonderful words.
No, you're coming with me. That's it.
No.
Come on.
Oh, hey, love.
Come on. That was very disturbing. We are alone together with our new baby.
I think I really like this baby. I really like what we've got here.
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure what it is, but look at it.
Well, I don't know exactly what you expected when you had unprotected sex with a dog.
No. It came out with its own waiter's friend. Anyone want a bottle opened?
I think that's great. Our baby has gadgets.
That is nice. Came out with an apron and a tail.
That's really nice. I quite like that. Give me a kiss. Ooh, that's nice.
Look, there's a big bright star above us.
Wow.
A Star is Born. It's a great movie.
It is good.
By Lady Gaga.
And Bradley Cooper.
One day, I hope that you will Star is Born me.
Please elaborate exactly what you want.
I want you,
because I can't actually think of anything we haven't done. So
I will tie my neck with a rope on top of a garage.
Yes, nice.
And then I want you to slam the garage door down. Okay. And it will break my neck.
Look, I'm not going to kink shame you. That sounds pretty fucked, though.
And then you'll write a beautiful song.
Okay.
And now, children, that's why on Christmas Day in Mars it is customary for a waiter to fuck a dog. Or perhaps a dog to fuck a waiter. Or perhaps you might want to dress up as a waiter and have sex with a dog. Some people, however, like to dress up as a dog and have themselves be fucked by a waiter. Or two. Perhaps you want two waiters. And perhaps sometimes there'll be 10 people in a room, 5 of whom are dressed as waiters and 5 of whom are dressed as dogs. Occasionally they'll all be dressed as dogs, and this is okay too. Two dogs do make a lovely couple. Now we do need to think about those who aren't feeling like they identify as dogs, and occasionally you'll have a room full of waiters. Now this is okay too, as long as they are fucking, because it is Christmas. Now you might want to do an accent. The waiter was from Mars, so he had a Mars accent. Now you might want to do one of those accents, or perhaps you might want to woof like a little dog and say, woof woof, I'm a little bitch, perhaps. You might want to say, I'm a little bitch, fuck me from behind, fuck me in my fucking bitch ass, perhaps you might say that. And that's just all part of the celebration, and sometimes families will gather round and father will fuck mother and we'll all watch, and father will be dressed in a tea towel.
Excuse me, Mama, what if I want to dress as a waiter and I want a bunch of bitches to run a train on me?
Well, son, that's what Christmas is for.
I know what I'll be doing this Christmas, Mama. I'll be dressing as a waiter and I will allow a doggy to put their vagina inside my penis. And I will say, I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch, Mummy. Look at me, Mummy.
Oh, what a beautiful Christmas that coincides with your 21st birthday as well. What a special year for you.
But, Mother, as much as I am so excited to have my tiny little bitch ass fucked by a waiter, I do have one question, Mother. Just one.
Yes?
What about Jerry Seinfeld, Mother? Whatever happened to him? I am so, so curious, Mother, about what happened to Jerry. And also, Mother, what happened to that poor 17-year-old child that he fucked senseless for 3 years?
Well, now, Danielle, may I say she was 17, so legally in the eyes of the law, for a 40-year-old man to consensually fuck her is absolutely fine. Society thinks it's fine, and, well, I think it's just dandy. Now, Jerry, on the other hand, our Jerry wandered off into the night, following the stars. He walked so far that he now sits above the stars. And if you look up now, children, you can see the constellation Jerry Seinfeld. Say hello and thank you, Jerry. Merry Christmas!
What's the deal with that?
Hello, Jerry.
That's the strangest end to a story I've ever heard. Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Oh, if you listen very carefully, you can sometimes hear him in the clouds.
I didn't have to listen that carefully, Mother. That was loud as fuck.
Well, yes.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin.
Okay, that's too high.
I started too high. I couldn't control myself.
Do you want to try? We're peeking the fuck out of shit.
Okay.
Silent night, and your children.
I can't sing, don't have so I'm just going to be a kid.
Yeah.
Holy night.
All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
That will be fine.
Beautiful. That was fucking beautiful.
That, there was a moment in there, though. That was fucking hot.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.